Hello and welcome to Southampton FC Women's Audio Matchday programme. And today, Saints take on London City Lionesses. In the programme, you'll hear from Marianne Spacey-Kale. We'll take a look at Saints' last time out, and there's an interview with Atlanta Primus. Welcome to the programme. It's Saints versus London City. First up, a message from head coach Marianne Spacey-Kale. Marianne writes, "Welcome to St Mary's for the final time this season, as we take on London City Lionesses in our last home game of the 2023-24 season. I'd like to send out a huge thank you to our supporters for their backing this season. We've been able to count on you in the stands in every moment this season, through the highs and even the lows. We have had some great moments at St Mary's this campaign that will live long in the memory. We welcomed a record crowd of 13,438 fans as we took on Arsenal in the Conti Cup, and we recorded our biggest championship win by beating Reading 5-0 back in March. Now we want to end at home on a high for our fans, and to round off what has been another season of progress for our team, our individual players and our club. Our win over Lewis was satisfying in some ways, and it was good for us to get the 3 points. We started the game well but lost some of our momentum when we had Megan Collett because she was playing really well and Lewis then got their goal shortly after. We just tried to rally at half-time and remember what we were doing well, and in fairness to Lewis, they played some really good football and hurt us in some areas. I was really pleased with how we found another way to win though, given that we were facing a team that were coming at us. It was great to see Emma Thompson get her 2 goals. It was a case of the old club syndrome with her facing Lewis, and she deserved the chance to come in and play. She did exactly what we asked her to do. She's a great goal scorer, and she's understanding how we want her to play. We had some significant injuries for that game, and it was pleasing to see how the squad stepped up to help us get over the line. Some were playing their first full 90 minutes for a while, so I was proud of them, but also proud of those who've played regularly, because they were talking to them on the pitch all the time. We had a great moment during the international break when Kayla Rendell was called up for the Lionesses squad for England's qualifiers against Sweden and the Republic of Ireland. It will have been really valuable experience for her at this stage of her career, and it was a proud landmark moment for our club. It was also good to see each of Alice Griffiths, Laura Rafferty, Ella Morris, Molly Pike and Lucia Kendall involved in international fixtures and camps. They will have also gained a lot from their experiences, particularly Laura, who led Northern Ireland as captain. We have 2 games remaining now, and we have to make sure that we're finishing the season in the best possible way. We know the standards that we demand of ourselves, and we want to reach those today against London City, and then at Charlton Athletic next weekend. For the final time at St Mary's this season, bring the noise and help us drive on to another positive result. We march on. Marianne." Last time out. Heading into the final 3 games of the season, Saints knew that they would need to maximise the opportunities on offer to them if they were to keep themselves in the hunt for promotion to the Women's Super League. Injuries gave the Saints squad a young look, with call-ups to the bench for Kayla Nohasia-Risoa, Hupkinia Surin, Sophia Mallon and Kate Jeffrey from the Saints under-21 setup. Saints started the game well and saw their first attempt go narrowly wide when Gemma Purfield's cross was hooked wide by fellow fullback Megan Collett, who'd made a run into the area. On 11 minutes, though, the hosts had the breakthrough, and it was a very well-worked goal to get them ahead. Lucia Kendall received possession on the halfway line before sending a defence-splitting ball through for the run of Ella Morris on the right wing. Morris took a touch to control and then produced a low centre towards the penalty spot, from where striker Emma Thompson finished well for her first Saints goal. If Saints were aiming to take their chance to stay in the fight at the top of the Women's Championship, then Thompson was taking her opportunity in the starting lineup because she doubled her tally for the afternoon just 4 minutes later. A corner from the left found the unmarked Megan Collett at the back post, and after the defender had been unfortunate not to score herself with a blocked header, Thompson was on hand 6 yards out to poke in through a crowd of players. The confidence of those first 2 goals was clearly helping the 20-year-old take the game to her former side Lewis, and she would have had a hat-trick before half-time after seeing 3 more chances go close, the third fumbled wide by visiting goalkeeper Sophie Whitehouse. Against the run of play, though, Lewis managed to find a potential lifeline shortly before half-time,
When Grace Riglar found the net, when she expertly diverted a low cross past Kayla Rendell and into the net. Into the second half, Saints looked to give themselves some breathing room in the game, and they almost had their third goal when Ella Morris received the ball on the edge of the area and took aim, but she proved unlucky to see the ball cannon off the crossbar and away from danger. A 12th league win of the season was not going to come easy for Saints, though, and Kayla Rendell had to be alert after Lewis stole possession in the Saints' half and broke forward swiftly. Amy Claypole's subsequent shot was on target, and Saints goalkeeper Rendell did well to parry the strike wide after retreating to her goal. Further chances for Saints saw Molly Pike's long-range effort deflected wide, and Atlanta Primers head wide, and further good defensive work from the hosts saw Ella Morris put in an important block to deny Jackie Hand netting an equaliser for the visitors. A deserved Saints win was secured, though, helping to give the team some late-season momentum ahead of facing London City and Charlton Athletic. The Big Interview, Atlanta Primus. After making the move to Saints from today's opponents, London City, back in the summer, Atlanta Primus has now settled back into life nicely on the South Coast, after growing up locally. Injury at the beginning of this season saw her unable to hit the ground running in a Saints shirt as she would have liked, but she's now a key part of the team, looking to end the season on a high by maximising their finish in the Women's Championship. The experience that the midfielder brings to the Saints squad, with both her knowledge of the Championship division and her participation at last summer's World Cup in Australia with Jamaica, means she can help guide the young players in the group and set the standards of performance required to operate at a top level. We spoke to Atlanta as she prepared for today's game against her former side. You grew up locally and went to Itchen College, so it must be nice being back in the area that's so familiar to you. How has your first season as a Saints player been for you personally? Atlanta says, I've enjoyed it. It's been a bit stop-start for me. I wasn't able to come in and hit the ground running like I hoped, after picking up an injury that kept me out for a couple of months. I've got to know the girls and the staff well, and I've got an understanding of what we want to do here at Saints, and it's more like home now. Living at home and being around my family has been a real blessing. Now I'm looking forward to the last two games, and then looking ahead to what we can achieve next season as a team. We know the aim is now to finish our league fixtures as strongly as possible for the highest possible league finish. How have you seen the season as a whole from the team perspective, both in terms of performance and results? There is a bit of disappointment there, because we had high expectations for this year, says Atlanta. Obviously it isn't over till it's over. We've had games where we've won and then not been able to back that up, and the importance of consistency in this league is huge, because it's a tight, competitive league where anyone can take points from anyone. It helps to show us how we need to be consistent and find a way to win week in, week out. If we can't win, then we need to be taking a point from some games, which is something we haven't done this season. It's not over yet, and we have two games left to put as many points on the board as we can to leave ourselves in a position where we're able to say we tried our absolute best. This league's all about the small margins, and this season has provided a learning curve and experience for a lot of players. We need to be thinking about how we can, in the next year or two, be reaching the WSL, because that's where we all want to be. Part of that is being able to hold each other to higher standards and holding each other accountable. Whatever happens, will you still be able to look back at the positives from this season, such as the record St Mary's crowd against Arsenal and our biggest Championship win over Reading? Yes, absolutely, says Atlanta. It's testament to what has been built here over the last 5 years or so. We've done a great job this year, even though we've maybe fallen short of what our goal was. I do think some of the performances during the season have been top class, and we've also got to try and think about how we can learn and improve from the bad moments too. There are so many things to look back on and think about how we've come a long way, and our experiences are only going to make us better in the future. When we have played WSL teams this year, we've put in a good performance, and we're at a stage now where we feel confident and ready to be competing all the time against those teams. The women's game is growing so much, and it's great to be a part of that, and we just want to keep pushing that on and keep the big crowds coming to watch us. From your experience as a player in the Women's Championship from past seasons, you'll know how competitive it is and how difficult it is to gain promotion. Do you feel the competitive nature of the division increased again this season? Absolutely, says Atlanta. Since I've been playing in it, it's always been a league where you can win one week and then go on to lose to a team beneath you. This is what makes it so great, because it isn't just one team out at the top battering everyone else. Up until recently, there were four or five teams all pushing for that one promotion spot. The two teams that have already been promoted from the National League are also going to add real value to the league and make it even more competitive. Your role with Saints often sees you playing deeper in midfield than you did with London City, where you scored 8 championship goals last season. How has that change been for you? I came into Saints straight from the World Cup without a break and I was straight into a new environment, says Atlanta. Playing deeper isn't something that's completely foreign to me, but the system here is a little bit different, and that also changes from team to team. It's always going to take some time to get used to the way the team plays and the way that teammates play. For me, it's about what I can bring to the team to complement what we already have here and help propel us forward. It's important to adapt, be versatile, and have that open mindset. We know your father, Linvoy Primus, had his own respectable career in the game. How valuable is it to have someone like that to help guide you, particularly when you were in the earlier stages of your career? I'm very lucky and blessed to have grown up with Dad playing in the Premier League, going to watch him at games and picking his brains about what I can do better and differently, says Atlanta. He used to work with me on my game during pre-season too. He's been in it and lived it, so being able to fall back on that's huge for me. Seeking advice from him is still something that I make use of today. It's comforting knowing that, when times are a little bit tougher, I've got someone who's been through that. My whole family have been very supportive. I have to shout out my mum, my brothers and my grandparents. Mum sacrificed a lot of time and mileage in the car to get me places when I was growing up. Back in the summer, you had a great experience with Jamaica at the World Cup in Australia, where the squad exceeded all expectations. What was it like to be part of that? I've said it before, but it really was what dreams are made of, says Atlanta. As a kid, you grow up wanting to play on the biggest stages, and me being able to do that last year is still something that blows my mind now. It was such an incredible experience to represent Jamaica and play against some of the best players in the world. We were competing and putting our name on the map, so to have people talking about us and to be an inspiration for the young girls in Jamaica and also around the world was brilliant. No matter how small a country is or how small you feel, when you come together and unite, you can do something really special. I was able to experience it all with my family too, so that was great. It's something I'll be able to tell my kids and grandkids about. Today is also your birthday. With that in mind, how good would it be to end on a high in front of the Saints fans? Absolutely, says Atlanta. We want to end at home on a high. You go into every game wanting to get the 3 points, and 3 points on my birthday wouldn't be bad at all. Hopefully the work we have to put in this week to prepare can help us put on a show to round off what's been a good season for us. This was Southampton FC Women's Audio Matchday Programme. Thank you for listening.